Hello.
Oh my goodness.
Strange. Again, and that was Heart's Awakening. You are now live with Lord Ayel and Marie McConnell. And Marie basically is going to be talking about essential oils, and I said Marie basically because she's my guest host for tonight, and she is a master when it comes to using essential oils and knowing their properties, and not just for the body, but for the mind, for the soul, for your home, you name it, and she can give you a reason why you should use it and what you should use. She's going to give you some basic oils, but she will go a lot deeper. If there's anything you want to know, then you call in. And if you don't call in, you can be online and in the chat room and ask your questions there. However, if you do call in, use the number 646-378-0386, and you can talk live with her. When you do call in, hit 1. I believe it's 1. Do you hit star 1 or 1, Marie?
No, just the 1.
Okay, just 1. And that will raise your hand. And then I'll open up your line so you can talk live to Marie. I know. What an honor. It will be super duper awesome for you to do that. And not only will you get the energy from all, but you'll also get her energy because she does a lot of other things. She also does quantum energy healing. She's an intuitive, so she can pick up on your energy. She does reflexology, herbology. And I don't want to take the whole hour describing what Marie does, but she does enough things that it would fill this hour and then some. So if you really would love to talk with her, she might even answer some other questions that you would have. So I'm going to turn this over to her, and I'll step in and out once in a while and say a few words so that you'll know I'm still here. But Marie is going to take over. And Marie, thanks so much for being here. I love every single time you're here. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm hoping that I can give everyone the information that they need. I'm going to do this very slow and comfortable tonight. This is sort of just a fun time talking about essential oils. And I'll say this, that there are hundreds of essential oils as there are plants in the world, and they've been around for thousands of years. So we're not in a hurry to explore all of them in one night. But what I did was this. I took some time to go into prayerful meditation. And what I asked of Divine Spirit to give me in my heart were at least 10 essential oils that everyone should have hanging out in their essential oil medicine chest. We'll talk about what essential oils are a little bit and some of the properties of them, and all of the other information that you'll need to make wise choices in purchasing oils or creating your own. I'd like to start out by saying this. Each one of you vibrates in a world of time and space as molecules of a beautiful sacred geometry. We are all a part of that tapestry of flowing, ebbing, tiding, geometric shapes called the geometric divine flow of life. It's called sacred geometry in some circles. There's a math to it. Everything is in that sequence of numbers that are divinely created to make us who we are, our environment who we are, and everything that is, living and quote-unquote what we call non-living. It's all the same on the quantum level. So I want to tell you, I am Marie D. McConnell, known as Sister Friend Marie on the Internet, and I love being with Lord Ayel. Lord Ayel has been one of my greatest mentors over the last, I don't want to age you, Lord Ayel, maybe 5 years. But at the time I met Lord Ayel, I was extremely exhausted from being out there in the world doing all that and being a bag of chips and helping the world scoot along this divine line to awakening and the new renaissance of all that is. And I have to say this. As I began to scoot along that line, more and more of my brain and more of my consciousness began to open up. And that's happening to a lot of people. A lot of people are going through what they commonly now call the awakening, which means that some part of your brain and your genetic makeup has suddenly electrified itself and is beginning to come alive. Parts of ourselves that have been shut down for one reason or another, I mean, we could go into that on another show, but on this one, I want to tell you that for me, becoming fully telepathic, sixth sensory, was a process. It was a process dictated by divine heart and mind, by God, the Father, God, the Mother Father, whatever term that you want to use for that intelligence that basically created all things, backed up now by science, who's finding an equation in everything. That has to be intelligence there, and it's an intelligence that I'm deeply, deeply enamored with, and trust completely. During my beginning stages, which was, well, I've always been sixth sensory, but it was not something I wanted to develop because it seemed like too much work to me because I'd probably have to mind everybody else's business, giving them advice. Well, that's kind of how I ended up. And during that time, I had trouble with balancing my body with the new energies coming in, and balancing the onslaught of kind of toxic things that were going on, not only energetically, but toxic things in my environment. I ate healthy, but still there was pollution, air pollution, noise pollution, workplace pollution, all kinds of things. So I struggled a lot because I am sensitive since I was a little girl, and I needed some help. Well, eventually, I ended up in Minnesota, and I met a woman who told me about essential oils. And as I was a teacher there, I was interested in essential oils, and she gave me one bottle of essential oil. And one of the key ingredients of that oil blend, and it was more than one oil in it, was bergamot. And she said, this will help protect you where you're not so sensitive and you won't pick up so much off of other people. And that was kind of leaning into me becoming very empathic, or being able to feel the vibration, the energetic vibration of other people, their good side and their unhealthy side, which is a bit disconcerting when you're trying to get through a day. And so I took the oil blend that she gave me by a well-known company that I represent, and I used that oil, and immediately immediately I felt better. It's like I could breathe again. I could take a deep breath. And as Laura Dyell will testify to, she's seen me when I've been pretty wiped out before, and it's a pretty bad scene. And so that bergamot gave me that protection. Now, essential oils in general are directly our gift from nature and all that created nature. They are made from flowers, from the flower petal as well as the leaves, and in some cases from wood or constituents of wood or some byproduct of a tree, as in the sap, or as in the case of frankincense and some of the others, it's the tree resin, which is the hard, sappy part that comes out of the tree. And those essential oils are produced by generally a distillation process where you put the leaves and the flower petals in a distiller, and you basically steam out the oil. So you'll get two products from this process. You'll get essential oils on one hand that will float to the top, because we know oil and water do not mix, basic chemistry. And then the water that comes from the distillation process, the steam that you get like on your glasses when you go from hot to cold, is the steam vapor, is the part we call the flower essence. So you have oil and water, flower essence and essential oils, two beautiful products that are given to you from nature. Now, in nature, each flower, each plant has an energy signature that correlates with our bodies. And with our bodies, that particular plant will vibrate towards a particular organ. And when that particular organ or body system is in trouble, that essential oil will have the right vibration to help heal that body. And this is very interesting. I realized a while ago that nature will put the right flowers in the right place when it almost knows instinctively, Mother Nature knows what we're going to need. So sometimes you get what they call invasive plants that have been brought from other countries, settle into a country, and they start taking over. But if you look, you're not going to hear this anywhere else but here, so I'm letting you in on the secret. If you look at the plant that's being invasive, growing all over the place, it usually has a healing property or a body support property that country or those people will eventually need. And I found that very interesting of the intelligence of our planet and her plant children. And so what happens is once you get the oil from the plant and the water, you can use those two products based on your body need, as I said. And so when I did this meditation, I came up with 10. Well, actually, there were 13 later on, but 10 came in right away that I'm going to share with you. There is something called biofrequencies, and our bodies are vibrating. Okay, you learned that we're all atoms and electrons, so we're just buzzing along energetically on the quantum level. Well, there have been researchers in the past who looked at how each organ or each system in the body vibrated, and they came up with certain machines that could help them read that. One of those researchers was Bruce Taino, T-A-I-N-I-O. And in 1992, he developed a monitor for frequency and for the human body. So he said, for example, the average frequency of the human body during the daytime was 62 to 68 hertz, which is HZ as in zebra. A healthy body's frequency is 62 to 72 hertz. When the frequency drops, well, you can guess what happens. If you're not vibrating, if you're a battery and you're not up to your full potential and energy, the body's the same way. The same thing happens. You lose power. And once you lose power, the immune system is compromised, the immune system that keeps disease and sickness away. And here's some interesting that I found on the Internet some years ago, and I pulled them up again today about body frequency. And, okay, this might be debated in some corners that, oh, you can't measure frequency. I'm not into that part of the science. I am a Hado instructor, certified with Dr. Emoto, who wrote the book Messages from Water, which shows us that our mind and our thought frequencies change the water crystal structure of water. Now, since then, other scientists, quantum scientists, have gone on to also prove that. So let's look at the genius brain frequency. That would be 80 to 82 megahertz, mHertz. So if healthy body is 62 to 72, the genius brain frequency is way over that. Regular brain frequency is 72 to 90. Okay, normal brain frequency is 72. So the human body is 62 to 78. Okay, and then looking at the body in pieces from the neck up, 72 to 78 hertz. But the human body from the neck down is 60 to 68. That kind of makes sense, since higher frequencies would be in the autonomic systems of the brain that makes your body work, make you breathe without thinking. The energy of the heart, when those frequencies and energy needs to go through the the tissues of the heart to make it beat. So the higher frequencies are at the top of our body. The lower frequencies are lower. And plus, you're digesting in those lower bodies. So you don't need a lot of super fast energy, just consistent energy.
Awesome.
And again, the
awesome.
Heart. Did you say something?
Yeah, everything you're saying is totally awesome, is great. But I know I would love to get into some of the health benefits of aromatherapy with using the essential oils. And this comes from what you sent me. And there was a list that you sent me, and it covered, I'm just going to read off some of the things. It covered stress relief, antidepressant, memory, boosting energy levels, healing and recovery, headaches, sleep aid, immune system, pain relief, and digestion. So this was all in the list, and each one of them, they had like certain oils that you could use. Now, you explained to them how they could use it, but I would like for each one of these, if you would just tell them some of the oils that they could use for each one. I know with my children when they were growing up, I would put some on the bulbs just to help with their learning and with their studies, and which you also have in this list. And one of them was sage oil. Mm-hmm. You know, for memory enhancing effect. And school is starting very shortly, especially here where I live. It's going to be starting in a week. And for the rest of the country, I know they start between 1 week and 4 weeks, because a lot of them do start after September 1st. But that would be a great one, even for college students, which do start mid-August, to know that if they had sage oil to put it on a light bulb, they could either sleep with it, or I would put it on the light bulb when they started studying. And most of the time, they would smell it until they got used to it, then they didn't pay it any mind, but it did make a difference. It made a big difference. So we could just cover each one a little bit, and you could tell about each one, because when I know I read bergamot, and I had a laugh because my mother used bergamot, and she's from the South and what have you. But bergamot was a grease that she used to put on my hair. You know,
yeah.
It was in the grease she used, and it would hit a very strong smell. And I didn't like it because of the smell, but, I mean, she would use that no matter what, you know, and peppermint, and those I love too, which is for stress, but it's also for a lot of other things, which I think a lot of people would really benefit from because it's going to help them in their life. So if
okay,
you want me to go down the list and you tell each one of something.
Sure, let's do bergamot. I wanted to give them a little background because when you're using these oils, you can just smell them. That is true aromatherapy. Or some in some circles, they dilute them and they have to be properly diluted. Very little bit of oil is needed in the dilution. A lot of oil, very little essential oil. The first one you talked about is bergamot. It used to be the old bergamot hair cream. Bergamot is excellent, in my opinion, for growing hair back in. I've used it a lot, my personal self, to keep my hair strong and healthy. So the old folks knew something. Bergamot is a calming. These are the actions of bergamot, what it can do. It's calming. It's an antiseptic, anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, hormonal support, I bet you didn't know that, supports the hormones, and it's antibacterial. And its traditional uses go all the way back to, ancient times. And indications for using bergamot would be, by the way, bergamot is responsible for the distinctive flavor of renowned Earl Grey tea, and it was first used in colognes as well. So I bought some cologne recently that was very expensive, and I said, must have bergamot in it and sandalwood, and it did. Indications are stress. If you're stressed, you can use bergamot. Loss of appetite, bergamot. Indigestion, agitation, depression, infection, inflammation, intestinal parasites, rheumatism, insomnia, vaginal candida, and you can use it as an insect repellent. And some of the natural insect repellents do have it. This is really interesting. Bergamot, the reason I think Divine Spirit gave this to me in meditation is because it's really very talented oil. It can be used to help with bronchitis, cold sores, oily complexion, anxiety, nervous tension, cough, urinary tract infections, respiratory infections, sore throat, thrush, and tonsillitis. And Jean Valnant is a doctor, recommends it as an antidepressant to regulate appetite. So again, if you're pregnant, though, you have to be careful with some of these oils. Bergamot is not one that I know is a big problem for pregnant women, but most of these are photosynthesizing, which means you can't wear them on your skin, bare skin, out in the sun, because you will turn a bit yellow and or maybe burn. Again, all of these, bergamot is another one of those high-vibrating, well, it's a lower-vibrating oil, but it has many uses. And it smells pretty cool, too. Very nice, warm smell to it. Should I go to the next one?
You going by oils or you going by their condition? Because that was stress relief. The next one was antidepressant.
I'm going by the oil and what each oil
does. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go by the oils then. Okay.
And what they do.
Great.
What was our second oil there? It was eucalyptus. Now, eucalyptus is, everybody's had eucalyptus cough drops at one time or another, so you know right away that it is known for helping respiratory conditions. But there's like about three different types of eucalyptus coming from three different countries and also three different botanical families of the myrtle. So the one that we got to look at today is Eucalyptus radiata, R-A-D-I-A-T-A. And that one is anti-infectious, antibacterial, antiviral, and it's an expectorant to get that phlegm out of your lungs, and anti-inflammatory, which means you could also use it. Well, inflammation is probably the root cause of almost every disease we know. You get rid of the inflammation, you pretty much can get on the road to recovery with less effort than if you didn't have anything to help you get rid of the inflammation. Traditional uses for eucalyptus, and you know that beautiful eucalyptus tree with the long leaves is really indicative of California. I have one in my front yard. They're really nice. You can use eucalyptus.
Yeah, I love them.
Aren't they pretty? It's an antimicrobial oil studied for its action against viruses. And if you remember Biology 101, there's very little that can beat up a virus because the virus will go from a living thing to kind of an inanimate crystal-like structure to hide from you. So it's hard to deal with a virus, and eucalyptus is good at that. Let me say that this information is coming from the Essential Oils Desk Reference compiled by Essential Science Publishing, and I'm using the second and the first edition. Conjunctivitis, there you go, vaginitis, acne, sinusitis. Is that how you say that, Lordelle? You're a nurse. Sinus infection.
Sinusitis. It's a tongue twist. No, cyanide. I can't say it. It's a tongue twist. I can't say it right now.
It's hard to say. And the other is for respiratory infections. Now, eucalyptus, Lord,
cyanitis.
There you go. Here we go.
Yeah, I had to step back from it.
Lord, I mentioned putting the oil on the light bulb. There are little apparatuses that fit on the light bulb. They have like a little gully that runs around them, and they're usually made of some kind of clay. They're hard clay. You pour the oil in there. Putting it directly on the light bulb might cause the light bulb to burst. Plus, the heat might change the effectiveness of the oil. So you might want to think about that. And also another way is eucalyptus. You can put it in a trigger spray bottle. I don't like the pump because they get clogged. But if you put it in a trigger spray bottle, glass, now make sure it's glass because your essential oils will eat into the plastic and the petrochemicals will change the chemical effectiveness of the oil and kind of make it icky. So a glass, blue or brown bottle that protects it from the sun. I put a spray bottle, and I'll put some eucalyptus, one or two drops is all you need. Shake it up. Spray that around the room before your kids come into the room or before the adult come. Well, adults are a little bit hardier, so you don't have to worry about them breathing it so much. But when it's real little babies and children, you want to spray it before they come in the room so it's had time for the mist to settle. And that will go down. Now, they didn't mention that bronchitis eucalyptus, as we know, is excellent with that. Other uses, you can combine it with bergamot, which we already talked about, eucalyptus and bergamot, and it's been effective on herpes simplex. It's also can help acne and, again, bronchitis, ear inflammation. Now, you don't want to put it directly in your ear. Don't put any of the essential oils directly in your ear. But you can rub behind the ear if they're diluted so they're not too strong for your skin. And also endometriosis for women who have issues with endometriosis, nasal and sinus congestion, and again, all those other same things we mentioned before. One of the ways you can use it, again, is to rub it on the bottom of your feet. And or put it in a humidifier. A cold water humidifier is best. Again, for pregnant women, be careful. We'll check. It can be, eucalyptus can be toxic, so you don't want to put it in your mouth. Even, what the hell, didn't Vicks Vapor Rub used to have eucalyptus in it? I think it did. I'm not sure.
Well, it depends on the time you use it, because now it's much, much weaker than it was when we were growing up. I know when my mother used it, she would use that with, you know, camphor, which I don't even think they have anymore. So it was a combination of different things, but it was purer. It was purer
Yeah.
than it is now.
Yeah, about, I think it was about, was it 7 years, 6 years ago, children were getting sick or dying from Vicks Vapor Rub. So I was figuring, I don't know if this is true or not, so don't put it out there that it's true, but maybe the formula had changed, because I swear.
Don't say it then. Because
okay,
it definitely
I don't
wasn't the pure kind, because we definitely had the pure kinds when we were growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and we would
And we're talking like 60 years ago, to let the listeners know. So you're not listening to people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or even 50s.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, our parents were, you know, back in
yes.
the day when they got the real thing. Yeah,
yeah.
It wasn't diluted. And a lot of other things weren't added to it.
Yeah, we don't really know because we're not privy to that. But I know kids are getting
right.
sick now, and I don't remember any of us getting sick. Actually, if it was you had
wow.
really congestion, they
not
would give you a little bit on your tongue. And I don't
yeah,
know if that was
sick at all. It made you better. But you know what? We only have about 25 minutes left, so I don't know if you're going to get through all 10.
Well, we'll just say what they are, and I'll just name a few things that they're good for. So get your pencil out. Frankincense, the same oil that, quote-unquote, was taken to the baby Jesus along with myrrh. Frankincense, high vibration. Boswellia is the other name for frankincense. Experts, it's good for getting rid of decongestant. Anti-tumoral for tumors. Immunization and antidepressant. You can smell frankincense or burnt frankincense incense and feel better right away. Traditional uses were, they think it used to be called oil from Lebanon, and it's real incense, and it was only the kings and queens used to be able to have this oil because it was
mm-hmm.
so. And you have to remember that the trees they give for frankincense and all of these other resins, they have to be harvested carefully so as not to kill these trees because they're like hundreds of years old.
Mm-hmm.
Indications for frankincense are asthma, depression, and ulcers, and they're high in sesquiterpenes, and is stimulating and elevating to the mind and helps overcome stress and despair as well as supporting the immune system. And there's a whole list of allergies, snake bite, I mean, you name it. Frankincense does it. High blood pressure, hemorrhaging, inflammation, stress, tonsillitis. The list goes on. You can look it up on the internet. That
and Marie, if
uh-huh.
they want to really know a lot more or even get some from you, please give them your email, not email, but your website so that they can contact you.
Sure. My website that's on its way to being beautiful is Sister, S-I-S-T-E-R, Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, Marie, M-A-R-I-E .net, N-E-T. Or you can email me at sisterfriendmarie@gmail.com. My telephone number is on the website. And you can get more information. I'm just going to say the names of these real quick. Lavender, we all know about lavender. Remember, that is toxic to cats. But it's a calmative, is one of the other oils I was given. Love lavender. You can put everybody to bed with lavender. Spray it in the shoes, spray it in the room. You're good to go. Calm. It also third-degree burns. Very healing for that. Helichrysum. I love helichrysum. It heals tissue like no one's business. Helichrysum is spelled H-E-L-I-C-H-R-Y-S-U-M. That helichrysum. There was a lady once whose toes wouldn't heal from diabetes. I mean, they were really bleeding. And we put helichrysum on them, and they bubbled and foamed up and started to heal before we left in about an hour. It's very a great tissue healer, as well as some other things. And you can look that one up as well. That includes
did
everything.
Did you use that in the hospital?
Did you? Yeah, yeah.
In nursing homes, too. They could really use it, nursing homes.
That's with those bed sores and things. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone is extremely expensive. So you have to dilute it very well and respectfully for the tons of pounds of flowers that it takes to make a small bottle. And then the next one is hyssop, another oil from the ancient scripture. It's even in the Bible. And hyssop was pretty popular some time ago. People were taking hyssop in their tea and everything else. And again, allergies, arthritis, dermatitis, indigestion, expelling worms, ew, and parasites. But that's hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P. The next one is lavender, which I already mentioned, and that's a calmative, and it does a lot of other things for healing. The next one after that would be peppermint. You mentioned that one earlier. Peppermint refreshes the brain as well if you use peppermint. And also, this is on my list, vanilla. Real vanilla also makes the brain alert. So you have peppermint. Also, if you're on a long drive and you're about to die because you're so tired you can't keep your eyes open, yes, pull over if you can. But if you can't, take some peppermint and put it on your pulse points, and you will be so awake you can do the whole drive almost. Peppermint is one of the oldest and most highly regarded herbs for soothing digestion. Also helps the liver and respiratory system. So, again, another good one. And then we have wintergreen. You shouldn't use that if you're pregnant and not around your cats, but wintergreen's another one that's an old rub that we've used for muscle aches and pains. So, and those were the 10, and vetiver. Let me say vetiver last. Vetiver, V-E-T-I-V-E-R. You rub that on your feet, especially women. It grounds you, makes you feel safe and secure, and it smells like good earth to me. So there you have it. Those are the 10.
Okay, well, you know, a lot of people are going through relationships. So do you have something that's for a broken heart, to mend a heart?
Well, it depends. That would be, I like the blends. I would blend something for that. For example, give me 1 minute here. Well, I would use things like lavender, joy, has that in it. I would put a few other things. So let's look up depression, for example, or heartbreak. Oh, I guess they don't have heartbreak. You picked one that's not in here.
Well, that's because, as you well know, there's so many people going through it. And a lot of it is due to the stress that they're under. You know, they're under so much stress that they're taking it out on each other and they're breaking up, you know, which hurts. It's a lot of pain. So they're going through, maybe they don't have heartbreak because they're going through so many different pain, anger, stress, disappointment, failure. They feel so much when they go through heartbreak that I guess that would be just too much to handle under one thing. Because they go through a lot of different things.
I would probably use jasmine and lemon. Mm. Lemon actually brings the spirit up a lot. If you use lemon, sage is another one you mentioned earlier, and frankincense again. Those are really good for bringing that, bringing up the spirits. And also, there are some blends from like the company that I work for that are specifically for that. So we would probably sit down and do a mixture. Like some people might have been abused, so that would be a different for that. Because you're breaking up because, you know, you got whopped one time too many or talked about one time too many. That would be a different blend for you because we want to move the energy out of that physical trauma along with the emotional trauma.
And I would like to mention that Marie is a chemist when it comes to essential oils. You go to her with your issue or your problem, and she will put a magic potion together for you, and you'll be as good as new.
Well, I do tap in, and most aromatherapists and people who work with plants will understand this. We tap into the vibration of the plant and to the oil, and I just kind of do a little, for me, it's a little prayer, asking for divine guidance, and then I can pick which oils or combination of oils that you need that will make you A-okay or at least on your way to that. You know, you have chamomile. Now, I'm not a big chamomile person, Roman chamomile. That's for headaches and stress. But, again, the bergamot and the peppermint and spearmint, I would also use some sandalwood. Sandalwood is not only beautiful on your skin, but it helps relieve stress, too. And I would blend that with something. It depends on the person, though, Lord Ayel. Some people like certain smells and others don't. So I would add to that.
Well, what special blend would you make up for people, you know, going back to school? And I say people because it's not just children, because it's college, it's night school, it's just all sorts of... everyone's going back to school now in the next month. So what special blend would help them be more alert and focused and, you know, or should they just come directly to you and ask you to make them up something pertaining to their situation? Because a child probably needs something different than an adult.
When I taught preschool, I did more of the calming oils or the fruity, the citrusy oils, you know, orange and tangerine. Oh, they love tangerine. Kids love tangerine, and it brings them up. You got rosemary. I don't know if you've ever smelled rosemary plant and you rub it.
Yeah.
It just, you feel great. Rosemary is really good. Along with, again, peppermint and a few of the others that I would use and just give them to rub on their hands or take it with them. If they tend to get headaches, nervous headaches while they're studying, then I would probably recommend geranium. Geranium's good for a lot of things. And there are some formulas where you would do a mixture, include like bergamot, lavender, lemon, and geranium all together with a little melaleuca, and you've got... you know, something for a headache. There's different kinds of headaches. But, so yeah, it would pretty much be the kind of thing, like if you were to say to me, Marie, I'm not feeling good, and I would just go through my list, tap into your vibration, and pick the oils that were specifically given to me by Divine Spirit, what you would need in the spirit of the plant. Now, if you just wanted to buy the book, then I would pull out my book and confirm what I'm thinking with the book that this is what you need. I'm used to working with blends more than a single oil, so that's why I hesitate a little bit because I would have to mix them to kind of get everything going on.
Well, I just want people to know that it's better to come directly to you rather than they try to mix it themselves because there's certain amounts. It may be two parts this, three parts that, one part this, and you would know, like, amounts should be mixed with what and how much, you know?
Yes.
rather than looking at a list of walls and saying, oh, I'll just add some of this and add some of that. It's not like that because, let's say, take a cake, for example. You just can't throw in 6 eggs and a half a cup of milk and no butter. I mean, that would not end up being a cake at all. It would totally flop. So you do have to have directions and knowledge about what amount goes in for what purpose. So that's why I, you know, highly recommend that you go to Marie and tell her what you need it for. And like she said, she would tap into your energy, the plant's energy, spirit. I mean, you got everything working for you. And you would get the exact right thing. It's just like going to a doctor. He writes the prescription, but he doesn't make the medicine. You take it to a pharmacist, and they make up the medication. So the same thing here. Essential oils are not to be played with. They really shouldn't. They should be taken seriously. And this is why I have a master such as Marie speaking with you, because she does not play with it. She takes it extremely serious, and she would also, you know, she takes life seriously. So she would take you as though you're her child, embrace you, and treat you accordingly, and you would get the best care that you could ask for. I mean, you wouldn't, money can't even buy the care that she would give you. So it would be well worth your investment to go directly to Marie.
Thank
I just had to put that in there.
Really sweet of you to say. I feel really confident because I do tap into divine heart and mind, and I even step out of it, my own ego self. But I do have reference books, and I do have I do work with companies that already have blends made, and if we were to decide that you needed one of those blends that are already made, I would pick that for you if given that, and then we would find out how you should dilute it, as Lord Ayel said, how strong it would be, and I would tell you how to dilute it. Even you could be your own little aromatherapist yourself and begin to build your little medicine bag, I guess, to say, of aromatherapy. I know people that started out with me, they have lots of oils. Now, these oils, as Lord Ayel said, are not to be played with. Often you have, most of the time, if you have a serious condition, check with your doctor first. That is the rule. Have to check with your MD and tell them what you're doing. And then past that point, when they don't know what you're talking about, even though they're getting better now, Lord Ayel, MDs are starting to learn. My little MD, I have two MDs in my life who are studying herbs and oils. So it's
some of them. Yeah, slowly but surely, finally.
Yes. So, yes, I would be to give that kind of help and also tell you where to go to get other type of resources if that's what you're doing. So this has been fun. I know we went through it kind of fast, but those were the 10 I was given, and I'm pretty comfortable with those 10.
Well, this is always in the archives and is also on iTunes, so you can always listen and re-listen as many times as necessary. And again, Marie, would you give your everything about you, how they can contact you, email address, and what have you, once again?
You can pretty much find me all over the internet, but my name is Marie, A-R-I-E, and then D for my middle initial, Meccano, M-C-C-O-H-N-E-L-L. And you can find me at sisterfriendmarie.net. You can find me on Facebook under Sister Friend Marie. You can also find me under, pretty much put my name in Google. I'll pop up somewhere. And feel free to call and do a consultation. I do, I'm kind of pretty good at being a medical intuitive as far as figuring out what we need to hook you up with and who. I will refer you to people, like, even if it is Laura Dyell, she will straighten you out for anything you're confused on.
Thanks.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
With all that said, I'm now going to ask my dear friend and sis to bring everything to a conclusion. And have a good night. I'm going to let her have the last words. Everyone, have a wonderful, blessed life. Enjoy your life and start living if you're not living already.
There you go. And that's Ashe. Amen to that one. And a woman, too. Well, I just want to say that nature has put everything you need on this planet to help you. Most alternative medicines are based on thousands of years of experience by practitioners. And most of our modern medicines were based on the constituents of plants. So you're not too far off base. And we're all out here to help you figure out what you do, how to do it, when to do it. You don't have to be sick. And as one person said to me, people are just lazy. Don't be lazy. Take a little time for yourself and love your body, love your mind, and love this life. You're going to miss it when it's gone, so you better take care of yourself now and stay here for a while and be healthy in that moment of all. Love you very, very much. And a good night.